Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We are so excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us, and we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask the Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We call upon your name. Oh, Lord God, we repent before you. We ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, God, we call on you right now to look upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, search our hearts while we're praying. Be merciful, oh, Lord, and forgive us. Oh, God, take away our sins. Wash us and clean us up on the inside. Lord, sanctify and purify our minds and our thoughts. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will look on this broadcast tonight. Lord, send your anointing. Let your word come forth. Let your word minister to every listener in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, you know what we all stand in need of, and we're down here waiting on you, oh, God. We need you, Lord, to stop by here for just a little while, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Touch hearts and minds. Oh, my God, give strength to the weak. Oh, Lord Jesus, lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will touch somebody's mind to turn from their ways and give their lives unto you, Lord. We are praying, Lord God, that you will move in a mighty way, my God, in the name of Jesus. Well, without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We are just down here waiting on you, Lord God. We need you to open doors for us and make ways, oh God. We need you, Lord Jesus, to fight our battles for us. Lord, take up the battle even as you promised. Oh, Lord God, without you, we are nothing. You made us, Lord, and you know us by name. You created us, oh, Lord. You know everything about us, my God. And we come before you as humble as we know, asking you for guidance, for direction, Lord. Take us by the hand right now and walk by our side. Oh, Lord, lead us in a plain path. Lord, please order our steps in your word. We need you to keep us and to preserve us, Lord. We need your protection because the enemy has risen up against us. Oh, my God, we need you right now, Lord. Please, Jesus, stop by here, Lord. Somebody's crying tonight, oh, God. Somebody's in trouble, Lord, and we're waiting on you. Please, Jesus, stop by for just a little while, Lord. Oh, God, and send a blessing tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We ask you, Lord, to please bless right now, God. Bless every soul, Lord. Look on those who are on the prayer list. Abundantly, O Lord God, move in mysterious ways. Move, O God, according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will save dying souls everywhere. Give somebody another chance, Lord Jesus. Give somebody a little more time to make it in, Lord. We know you're able. Help the backsliders to return home, Lord. Help them to come on back. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, remember those who are incarcerated. Remember those, Lord, who are without food or shelter. We pray, God, that you will visit them and that you will provide for them, oh, God, even yes, God. Clothes to wear, food to eat, shelter, oh, God. We know you're able. Have your way, Lord, and let your holy will be done.
Lord, we ask, God, that you'll anoint the speaker tonight and let your word have free course. Oh, my Lord, we thank you for this gospel truth prayer mission. We thank you, oh God, that you've blessed so greatly. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless, to send on souls, Lord, such as to be saved and people hurt. We know you're able, my God, bless us in a great and mighty way. And we ask you, Lord, to also bless this radio broadcast. Let it grow, Lord. Let it prosper. Let it reach souls near and far. Oh, Lord, have your way. And we believe you tonight. And we are counting it done. And we're giving you thanks, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your touch. We
thank you, O God, for
the moving of your spirit. We thank you for your healing power, Lord. We thank you for your saving power, Lord.
Thank you
for what you've already done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. We thank you, O Lord, and we ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 100 number of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 100 number of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Bingo Edmund. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And we also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30. You can dial in at 319-27-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservicetitle1school, and one is O-N-E, and Grace Radio 5 is F-I-V-E. To attend services at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission on Sundays afternoon at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock p.m. for prayer, you can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. That's 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Praise the Lord. We want to continue to pray for, sorry about that, technical difficulties on this end, but the souls that are listed on our prayer list. Amen. And I am going to, pray for, we want to continue to pray for Sister Jackie. For Marva,
I'm here.
Sister Jackie's friend. Amen. God bless you. For Marva,
God bless
Sister Jackie's friend, we want to pray for the Edmund family, for the bereaved Carr family, for Donovan, Brother Donovan Darius, for the bereaved Allen family, for Evangelist Cynthia Edmund, for Mary Anderson, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Charles Morris, Titus Edmund Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Racine Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Holmes family, Dee Dee Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond. And on our youth prayer list, we want to keep India West in our prayers. We want to continue to pray for Lyric and Essence Darius, for Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, and Irvin Carr and Ayana Carr, and all of those who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, we're going to ask if our own evangelist, Cynthia Edmond, would render a selection to the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to thank God for another opportunity. I'm going to try to sing this song that's been on my mind for a couple of days, almost about a week. When you pray, everything will work out fine. When you stay, everything will be all right. Just have faith. When you pray, when you need a friend, when you need a friend, just have faith. When you call him, he will answer your prayer. When it's there, I know he'll be right there. Just that day, when you pray, need a friend.
Muted.
When you need a friend.
Unmuted.
You pray. When you call him, he will answer your prayer. In his prayer, I know he'll be right there. Just that faith. When you pray, you need a friend. When you need a friend, just have faith. When you pray, when you pray, when you need a friend, when you need a friend, just have faith.
God bless everyone tonight. I still wasn't able to find those songs I printed out last week, but God has given me a backup to sing that I used to sing, I guess, with a pastor back in 2016, 2017. So I'm going to give this a shot. It's all I can come up with. It's called Say the Name of Jesus, and you can never go wrong with that. That is the name. Say the name of Jesus, say the name of Jesus, say the name. So special, there is no other name I know. Say the name of Jesus, say the name. So special, say the name. So special, there is no other name I know. Who can calm my fears, take away my tears, and take all the pain away? When you don't know what to pray, and you can't find words to say, say the name. Oh, say the name. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus, say the name. So special, there is no other name I know. Who can calm my fears, take away my tears, and take all the pain away? When you don't know what to pray, and you can't find words to say, say the name. Oh, say the name.
Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Sister Jackie, encouraging us to say the name of Jesus. So special. You know, I notice sometimes parents, they'll give their children a unique name, but that name can't do anything. But the name of Jesus, that's a special name. Thank God for those selections coming through them. And before I turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Tommy, because I know the word is about to come, I'm going to ask everyone to go ahead and mute your phones right now. Go ahead and put your phone on mute. Amen. Praise the Lord, because when the word comes, we want to be able to hear the word. And I want to, if Evangelist Cynthia wouldn't mind just coming back to the platform and singing a couple of more of those stanzas. If you wouldn't mind, sis, please come on back and stand us in. I'll have Evangelist Tommy, you can go ahead, come on in and give words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, sis.
When you call him, he will answer your prayer. I know he'll be by hand.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Broadcast once again, how the Lord has blessed us and brought us back together. Just thinking on that, by calling on the name of Jesus, the song, you just say that name, Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. And when you call that name, just have faith. When you need a friend, hallelujah, you can call on Jesus and he'll be right there. I truly enjoy those beautiful selections, and we're going to prepare now for the word of God. So let us turn our minds and our hearts toward hearing from the Lord. Open your ears and your heart to hear God's word and to receive it in your heart. And I'm not going to prolong the time, but put away your distractions. Anyone who needs to mute your phone, mute your phone, as the word of God is coming forth, the Lord will minister to each of us. So at this time, without further ado, I introduce to you our speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Pray along with her and for her as she ministers the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist.
Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence thanking you for this day, for the mercy that you bestowed upon us, for giving us another chance to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that you look upon us with compassion and mercy, that you will touch and bless our souls, that you will bless the listeners, everyone that is on this line, that you will grant the petitions according to thy will, save to the uttermost, and we will give thy name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the songs that have gone up before the Lord. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Cynthia and that beautiful selection. Just have faith in God. Praise the Lord. And thank God for Sister Jackie talking about that name Jesus, singing the song unto the Lord about Jesus. There's power in that name Jesus for what he is doing for this broadcast, for the prayer, opening prayer, the opening scripture, and everything that has been said and done to the glory and the honor of God. Now let us go to the word of God. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask that you turn to the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and we will be reading from the King James Version Bible. And we're going to begin reading with verse 1. We know that every word of God is right. Praise the Lord. We had these scriptures earlier today, but we're going to go back to these scriptures. And that's Ephesians 6 and 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's right for us to obey our parents in the Lord. Just like we have parents, well, each of us that was born, we had parents, and we had to obey those parents. But now the scripture is telling us to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then it says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Praise the Lord. We know that a lot of times, a lot of young people in this day and time that we are living in are losing their lives at a very young age. And the Bible lets us know that if we honor our father and our mother, that this is the first commandment and that it would be well with us, glory to God, that we may live long upon the earth. And that's the reason why you have some that live long. And if you notice, it seems to be that the older people are living, outliving the young people. Why? Because they're not honoring their father nor their mother. They're disrespecting them, dishonoring them, saying all kinds of things to them, things that God would not have us to say or do. And that's why many of them are dying, losing their life, losing their soul at a very young age. But if we do what the word of God say, which is right, glory to God, our days will be long on the earth. And it reads in verse 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It's speaking to the fathers and telling them not to provoke their children to wrath. Don't cause your children to be furious, glory to God, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, in the fear of the Lord. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it reads on in verse 5, servants, be obedient to that, to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. We have to be obedient to them who are our masters according to the flesh. Down here, sometimes we have boss men that are over us. We have to be obedient to them. And I'm reminded of when I was working, my supervisor, now she was my boss, and she wanted me to stay in the office and see clients, but it was my lunchtime, and I wanted to go to lunch. But she wanted me to stay there and see the clients. So I was going to leave. But it came to me, you go back and you stay there. And that's what I did, because we, people of God, must be obedient to those who are our masters down here in the flesh. And so much more, we have to fear God with trembling and singleness of our hearts, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. We must do whatever we're going to do for Christ. We must do it from the heart, not as men pleasers. Glory to God, not with eye service. Some people serve the Lord. Well, they serve men. They want to please man down here. But I find out you cannot please man down here, because the more you give them, the more they want. But if you please God, and God is pleased with what you're doing and the work of the Lord, glory to God, that will be just right. God will bless you accordingly. He's not going to ask you to do more than you can do. Glory to God. He's not going to have you rendering eye service to men down here, people of the world, because you can never please them. But if you do the will of Christ, you can please God. Hallelujah. The word of God said in verse 7, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man do, glory to God, the same shall he receive of the Lord. So if you do good unto man, then the Lord is going to do the same for you. Whether he be bond or whether he be free, he can be bound, he can be behind prison walls, locked up in jail, or he could be free, he can be saved, but God will still do a good thing for that person. If we do good unto the Lord and unto other people, God will do the same for us. And then in verse 9, it says, and ye, masters, do the same things unto them forbearing, threatening, glory to God, praying or abstaining from threatening. You know, we live in a time now where people are being threatened. If you don't do what I say, I'm going to put you out. If you don't do what I say, glory to God, I'm going to put you back down on the altar, threatening people. But glory to God, the Bible speaks against that, refraining from, abstaining from, glory to God, from threatening people. We don't do that anymore. Before we came to Christ, glory to God, we would threaten people, tell them, if you don't stay off my property, I'll do thus and so. If you don't get out of my face, I'll do thus and so. But now that we are in Christ and we have been born again, we don't go that way anymore. We don't say those things anymore. Glory to God. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, hallelujah, he is a new creature. He's a new creation. All things are become new. The way we used to talk, we don't talk that way anymore. The way we used to fuss and cuss and lie and fight, we don't do that anymore. But now we are new creations. We are new creatures in Christ. And the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, I don't care if he's black or white or Hispanic, Asian, I don't care. If he's in Christ, he is a new man, a new creation. Glory to God. And the way we used to live, the way we used to fight, we don't do that anymore. We fight with the word of God. Hallelujah. We don't threaten people. Glory to God. We pray for them. Yes, Lord. We humble ourselves and go in prayer for that soul because we know that they don't, glory to God. The Bible said, and ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Your master is in heaven too, so you have no need to threaten anyone. Glory to God. Neither is there respect of persons with him. The Bible said, if we have respect of persons, we sin in judgment. We sin. Glory to God. So God doesn't want us to have respect of persons because this one don't have and this one seem to have, then we'll tell them to sit in the goodly place. But the one that don't have, we tell them sit back there in the back. But we don't do that. In Christ, glory to God, we haven't, and we don't have no respect of person, and neither does God. God doesn't respect, glory to God, he doesn't respect us. And if we feel like we high-minded, God can bring us down. He doesn't care whether you're the pastor, the queen, the king. God doesn't care who we are. God wants us to be obedient to the word of God, and he has no respect of persons. And then in verse 10, finally, my brethren, after all this, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He doesn't want us going around being weak. Glory to God, but he wants us to be strong, to put on strength and be strong in the power of his might. And put on the whole armor of God. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And that's my title tonight. Put on the whole armor of God. And the theme is stand. Stand. After you put on that whole armor of God, stand. Don't take down. Glory to God. I believe we're living in times when Satan is raging everywhere. He's playing all kinds of tricks. He's trying to deceive the people of God. He's trying to use trickery. He wants you to doubt God and not believe God. So he works all kinds of trickery, all kinds of guile. Lord have mercy. He will lure you, try to lure you and entice you to do the wrong thing. And that's what he's all about. Satan. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But the Lord said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't get out here wrestling with one another, fighting and tussling with one another. Glory to God. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. This is what we are against. This is what we are fighting against. But we are not fighting against one another. Glory to God. The word of God said, for if we bite and devour one another, glory to God, we can't stand if we're fighting against one another. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Hallelujah. But if we bite and devour one another, then we're going to lose out. We're going to lose out with the Lord. Glory to God. And the Bible says, wherefore, for this reason, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, we have to have on that breastplate. That breastplate protects us from injury, from harm, from the fiery darts of the wicked. Glory to God. But we got to put it on. The Bible says having on the breastplate of righteousness. We have to do what is right, even if it hurts us sometimes. Times it will hurt us. It will hurt us to our heart. But we do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God. Glory to God. We tell on ourselves sometimes. When we do wrong, we tell on ourselves. I heard somebody say, I'm just not going to tell on myself no more. But they found themselves telling again. Hallelujah. That's what you do when you want to do what's right. You'll tell on yourself if it's wrong. Glory to God. The Bible says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. We got to have our inward parts girded and having on the breastplate of righteousness. We have to do what's right. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, this is telling us, I'm telling you, the Bible said without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. After all this, we got to take that shield of faith. Why? Because that shield is going to protect us when the wicked shoots his fiery darts at us. We will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We don't take a natural sword and try to cut somebody's head off.
We don't take a natural sword and try to stab somebody. No, we take the Bible, the Word of God. Glory to God, the Bible says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that's what we fight with. Glory to God. We don't fight this fight no more. We don't fight with our tongue. We don't curse nobody out. We don't tell nobody off. Glory to God. We don't let those old ugly words come out of our mouths anymore. But we let the Word of God fight for us. But we got to know the Word of God, and we got to have it on the inside. Glory to God that we can fight Satan back when he bring his evil, when he tried to entice us to do that which is wrong. We go to the Word of God and see what the Word of God say. And the Word of God is powerful and sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing between the marrow and the bone, and is a discerner of the intents and thoughts of the heart. We take the Word of God, because the Word of God is going to stand forever. The Word of God abided forever. This is what we fight for. This is what we fight with. The Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance, supplication for all the saints, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth. This is what Paul was saying, that he may open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Glory to God. When we put on that whole armor of God, we can speak the Word of God. We can speak with boldness. Glory to God. We can do the will of God. We can tell men of their wrong. We can let them know that that's not of the Word. Glory to God. We can tell them just what the Word of God says, because that's what's going to stand, the Word of God. But you got to put on the whole armor of God. You can't leave anything off. You can't go unprotected. You must stay protected. Hallelujah. The Christian armor, glory to God, keeps us from being wounded, hallelujah, by the fiery darts of the wicked. It keeps us, that helmet of salvation, it keeps us from being injured. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can lose out. If you lose Christ, you'll lose out. If you lose that mind to serve Christ, you can lose out. But we keep the helmet of salvation, can be winners in the Lord. And after you've done all these things, stand therefore. Glory to God. Just stand. Sometimes we get knocked and bruised. We get broken up. We get beat down. But stand. Stand in the midst of it all. Continue to pray. Continue to keep the faith. Oh, Lord, we know you're able to take us through. If you have that faith, you can count on God. You can believe that God will come to your rescue. He will deliver. That's why you have to stand. Just stand. Maintain your uprightness in the Lord. Be firm in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Don't take down. Don't be weak, but be strong in the Lord. Keep that whole armor on, because without it, you're exposed to the devil, and he will be able to take you down. But if you keep that armor of God, the whole armor, glory to God. We thank God for his word. Glory to God. At this time, there may be someone that needs prayer, somebody who doesn't have the armor of God. Maybe you want to receive this armor. You can have it today. Glory to God. As we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer, let's believe God. Let's put our faith to work, because faith will help us to overcome. Faith Amen. Will keep us when Satan rises up against us. Our faith is in the Lord. The Bible says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. So take that faith and put it to work tonight. If you need to be saved, you want to be saved, and you want deliverance, take that faith and put it to work. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you look on the souls of men. We pray that you'll yes, touch Lord. Right now, Lord. Give strength, O Lord, to them that are weak. You told us to be strong in the Lord. Help us, O Lord, not to be weaklings, not to take down. In the name of Jesus, give us strength where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Help us to go through. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us, Jesus, to lay hold of eternal life. Help us, Jesus, to run this race with patience. Teach us how to endure. Teach us patience. Help us, oh Lord, not to get caught up in the wiles of the devil, but help us, oh Lord, to put on that whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Help us today, oh Lord. Help us to take that shield of faith and put it to work that we may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Help us to look to you today. We pray that you will save today. Deliver the bound souls filled with the Holy Ghost. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Move in a mighty way. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that have been injured. We know you're able, Lord. And we know you've got great power. Touch tonight, Lord. Right now, Lord, while we are praying, move, Jesus, by your spirit. Help somebody to give to you, to give their life to you. Help today, Lord. Bless, Lord, in a special way. We know you got the power. We know you can do it. We pray that you look on every listener and everyone that is on the line. We pray that you touch them one by one, name by name. Grant the petitions according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will save such as should be saved. Have mercy tonight. Bless us, O Lord, and cause thy face to shine upon us. Oh, my God, we thank you today. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for
what you've
done. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you're blessing. Continue to bless. And we will continue to praise your name and give glory and honor unto thee. For we know that thou art worthy. Help us today, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, when we are finished laboring down here, we pray, Lord, that you will accept us into your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Holy
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thou art so
thank
worthy.
You,
your name is worthy to be praised. Help yes, us, Jesus, Lord. To give thy name the praise. Oh, my God, we thank you today. This prayer. prayer, oh Lord. We pray it in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Thank you for all things, oh Lord. Go with us and stand by us and help us, oh Lord, to do and be what you would have us to be. And we will praise thy name. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And at this time, we thank God. At this time, we ask Evangelist Hameen to give remarks and to give way that the other ministers on the line may have remarks if they so desire.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that anointed message coming tonight to encourage us. Put on the whole armor of God and stand. No matter what the situation is, as long as we have on the armor of God, we can stand. I truly enjoyed this message. It's a very timely message, and she brought out so many beautiful points concerning children being spiritual children, obeying their parents in the Lord, and explaining why so many young people are leaving this world, whereas older people are living longer. And it's because they have no honor for their parents, no respect for their parents or for God. But I thank the Lord that he has blessed us to hear this word tonight, and I want to encourage you to accept it, amen, live by it every day. So we're going to give way now for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast and any other clergy who might be on. You are also welcome to give remarks. God bless.
Amen. I think after the word of God comes to avenge me, I don't really have too much to add. She preached under the anointing, and she preached the word of God in its fullness, encouraging us to put on the whole armor of God. I'm not even going to, Vanessa Maybell, be encouraged. Keep on preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful message again. Amen. All day long. Amen.
All right.
The word of God is right all by itself. Amen. We can't do nothing with it. Amen. And I like that she didn't sugarcoat it. He just told it like it was. Amen.
Yes.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Ain't no time to be backing up now. It's time to go forth in the Lord. I just thank God for the word. Be encouraged, man. May continue to preach the word. I want to encourage you, you and you out there that are listening, to take the word of God in and be blessed.
Amen. Any other clergy? We just thank God for those remarks that we've heard. And again, Vance May, just keep preaching the word of God. Be encouraged. Listen. Let God have his way and let him speak through you continually. And at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the remarks and all of the songs that were sang, for the prayers, for everything, and for this broadcast. I believe Sister Jackie, if you're still on the line, would you like to say something?
Okay, thank you so much. It's just such a fitting sermon today, this morning and this evening, because my best friend, actually is celebrating her 70-year birthday, 77. And I'm so glad about that. And it just proved, and I've known her since age 15, and it just goes to show you, if you honor your parents, God will give you that 70 and more, because anything after age 70 is a bonus. And I just wanted to add that I am so impressed, Evangelist May, with the relationship that you have with your father, and it shows in the relationship between you and your daughters. you know, it's like there's descendants into the third and fourth generations. There are also the blessings into the third and fourth generations that fear God and honor their parents. And you are a perfect example of that. And I believe your daughters are too. And I just say bless you and your family and keep it up.
God bless you. Thank the Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to give remarks that or has something to say? You that are on the line who didn't say anything. You don't have to be afraid. Well, if not, we thank the Lord for Sister Jackie being on again. And we were in service today.
Thank you.
She sang today, and I enjoyed the singing. I just enjoy seeing her when she comes in. A smile comes on my
thank
face
you.
When she comes in.
Thank you so much
for her, and I want to encourage her to keep pressing her way. God has great things in store for us. If we keep pressing our way and let the Lord have his way in our lives, he will bless us even more. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. Mm-hmm. And if that's all, we expect to be back again on Tuesday night, Lord's will, 7 p.m. Be on this broadcast. So if that's it, say good night and God bless you.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.